Welcome to the Ventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the Director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts will learn audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome back to Adventures in Podcasting. This is podcast number 99. Wow, 99. Imagine that, 99 episodes. 99 podcasts on the wall. 99 podcasts on the wall. Oh, never mind. Hey, at any rate, this is your host, Sean Wheeler. It's February 10th, coming at you live a little after 7 o'clock from my podcasting studio. And we have to say thank you to Frederica for that wonderful introduction. If you couldn't tell, the little tyke's suffering from a little bit of a cold, so the poor little thing. But at any rate, when she came in and says, is it time to do the podcast? And of course, you know, I had to pull the microphone down, give her the headphones, let her talk in the mic, listen to it two or three times, and finally we would get a clip in there that she likes, I like, and we're ready to rock and roll. So, on that note, it is time to rock and roll. It's time to rock and roll with Adventures in Podcasting. Hello. At any rate, in this episode, we're going to have our standard format, PUSD podcasting updates, followed by PUSD RSS updates. That's where I tell you nothing new is going on. So, I just told you. Also, after that, we're going to have RSS and podcasting tools, and finally, other items worth mentioning. In fact, I'm going to say it right now. Dare I say it now? It's going to be a short show. It's time for a transition song. I'll be right back. Alrighty, as we step in here to PUSD podcasting updates, my tech-savvy superintendent did his first podcast this week. In fact, it's actually his first podcast/videocast, and it was really cool. It was really cool because all I had to do was sit in the back of the room and watch it happen. Pete actually did the recording, the editing, and all that good stuff. And Friday, Jim Cummings walked by me with DVD in hand to show it to Dr. Santarelli, which meant we don't have it posted quite yet. Because Dr. Santarelli wanted to check it out first, but that's okay. At any rate, it worked out to be really cool. We're going to be able to put this out in three different formats, MP3, of course. We're also going to put it out there as a video cast, which would be an M4V format. And, of course, we are a PC district, and we don't have iTunes loaded on all the machines in the district. So we're also going to put it out there in a WMV format, which we could actually just click the play button and play that as well. So very, very cool. And he did a really nice job on it. You're just going to take my word for it for another week until we get it uploaded. Of course, once we get it uploaded, I'll be sharing the link with you for that one. So good stuff. Very, very exciting. And thanks, Dr. Santarelli, for doing that one. Also, I met for the third time with the PUSD principal, who's determined to podcast to his staff, and I'm excited about that. I want him to be successful, and what's best about that is I had a little fun with him. I told him, as I met with him on Friday, I said, you really need to get on this time, because Denton, that would be Dr. Santarelli, has already done his first one, and his is just in the editing phase right now, and it's going online, so chances are it'll be out Monday. So we'll see if he gets it done over the weekend. I'm looking at his page right now. I don't see it yet, but hey, this is live podcasting. Anything can happen because it's on the internet, and all you gotta do is click save. It's a done deal. So cool, and eventually we'll get that uploaded as well. I won't, he will. At any rate, I also got an email this afternoon from Todd Watson from Foothills Elementary, and he's been podcasting again, which is cool. Glad to see that going on. And Todd's email is really cool. He said he wanted to let everybody know he had his third podcast for the year out. Yeah, I love it. He says, I got my third link to my podcast out here, my never-ending quest to keep the lines of communications open with our students and parents. I love it. I found that podcasting is very effective, and I encourage you to contact Sean Wheeler if you haven't already learned how easy this is. Just follow the link to my homepage, and it's signed Todd Watson. So very cool. Check it out. Then he also sent another link, said, oops, don't hit the link yet. I got one more change to make, but I'm going to share the link with you now. check out the show notes, you can check out Todd's show. Subscribe to it, and then you'll know every time he puts something new online. Very good stuff. Cool. Thanks, Todd, for doing that. And I really, really appreciate the little sales promotion because, every time somebody hears about it, that always helps. Also, let's see what else. Oh, one of the kids that came over with Linda Cooper's class last month emailed me, and she says, I love it when kids email me. It's always Mr. You almost got to do it in the voice. Mr. Wheeler, this is Katie, or I don't remember her name, and I'm not going to say it anyways. But this is Katie, and I got really excited about podcasting in that class, and I want to try it myself. And you said we could download this software, and of course I sent her back a link and the directions on how to download and install it. And I asked her if she would share with me some of her cool creations when she gets them done. And of course she wrote back and said she would, so let's just hope she does. But nonetheless, I thought it was really cool that a fifth grader went home and installed this software so she could be a podcaster too. So I can't wait to hear that. That could be really, really cool. Fun stuff going on there. So that pretty much takes up PSD podcasting updates for this week. And so this is normally where I'd put in transition music or tell you that the RSS, or tell you what's new in RSS. No, how do I actually say that? Oh, PSD RSS updates. And since I don't have any of those, I'm going to skip right on by. And I'm going to go into RSS and podcasting tools, which this will be short too. Very, very busy week this week. Had a lot of things going on at work as well as at home. And I did not have an opportunity to find anything cool, which means nothing dropped in my lap, and I didn't hear about anything that was just killing me to share with you on any of the blogs or blogs I read or podcasts I listen to. So I'm going to have to say I don't have any new RSS tools either to share with you, which, like I said, makes this a very, very short show. So we'll note that about 7:05 and move on finally to other items worth mentioning. Wow. 7 minutes, we're going fast. That's really fast. I could talk really fast, say this other item's worth mentioning, but I think I've had too much Diet Coke today. I'm sorry. At any rate, something really, really cool is going on in the last 2 weeks, maybe three. I received several emails from different folks around the world, and this is exciting. This means that I've got more than three listeners, which is cool. And they're asking questions about how I'm doing things, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, I love to share the information with them. So I'm loving that. And That's just really cool, and I want to say that it's just really cool. I'm just excited about it. I don't really know how else to say that. I'm excited about it because maybe we're finally starting to hit a little bit of momentum in here, and I love the fact that it's actually people listening to my show and asking questions, because that means they're willing to learn and put in some effort and give it a try and do cool things for their kids in class. And I haven't said it in a very long time on the show, but I'm trying to change the world here one person at a time. So here's one or two more people that have checked this out, and obviously they think this is worth doing. So I think that it's just super, super cool, and I can't wait to see more of that going on. So also, what else I have to share with you? Let's see. Oh, I got my first paid gig this next week, next Saturday. And I won't mention the district yet, because I haven't asked Kim if I could say what district it is. But nonetheless, I'm very excited about doing this, as I get to go in and teach some folks from another school district what I'm up to. And what's really cool here is, I don't know if it's really cool, it's just something I thought was cool. Kim sent out an email to the folks that are coming into this class and gave them some things to, what she called a primer, some things that they wanted to think about or so forth. And I read that, and I thought, wow, this is really cool. And, I've got four or five things I'd like to add to this as well. So that caused me to sit down and start typing. Like many things that I do, it kind of, scope creep's a good word for it. It just kind of grew into something crazy. And so a bulleted email turned into, this would make a pretty decent PowerPoint. This would make a pretty good podcast. This would make a pretty good enhanced podcast. This could make a pretty good video. So guess what I'm going to be doing when I get done with this show tonight? I'm going to actually start doing another recording, and this one's going to be called So You Want to Be a Podcaster. And a lot of the information is very similar to my Adventures in Podcasting presentation. Just a slightly different format, and you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out yet because I haven't finished it, although I will put a link in the show notes here if you want to check it out, because it's not done yet. I can't even tell you how good it is or how bad it is, and my intention is to obviously do an MP3 format. I think I'm going to toss it on the Mac. I did bring it home over the weekend, and I think I'll toss it on the Mac and do an enhanced podcast. Yes, I'm going to record it on my PC with Audacity because I'm an old dog and I just can't do that new trick yet. And then I think I'm going to drop it into Movie Maker. Again, old dog, new trick. Drop it into Movie Maker, add my recording that I'm getting ready to do here, and line up everything with that, and then I'll dump that through Jodix and hopefully have a video podcast on this as well. So, and if that all works out, who knows? Maybe I'll even throw it up on YouTube as well. We'll see. We'll also see how long the Diet Coke keeps me running here, because it's 7:30 right now and I'm not done with this show. I have to get all that up and unloaded. So if you see links below this show, that means I got all my stuff done. And because I'm going to hold off uploading this and doing the RSS feed until I get done with the So You Want to Be a Podcaster. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, nonetheless, I think it's going to be kind of cool. And we'll see what happens there. And finally, I'm just going to have to do my totally self-serving thing. Check out my professional website at www.seanwheeler.name and my blog as well at www.seanwheeler.name/blog. And check that out. And, of course, if you have not ever had an opportunity to see the Adventures in Podcasting presentation, you can check it out at the link in the show notes as well. And I'm happy to say it's up to 955 views, which is, let's see, 3 plus 55, what is that? Boy, high-level math here. 58 views since last week, so kind of excited there. That's pretty cool. Again, not viral, but hey, people are watching it, and that's pretty neat. And one more thing, just got to do a little pitch for ASTI, the Way Out West, the seventh annual Way Out West, May 3rd, 2008. Conferences coming up. That is the final conference of the year for ASTI, and you can see the details at www.asti.org/conferences.html. Or you know what, just check out www.asti.org, click the link for conferences. So I guess that wraps up everything I needed to say. We're going to approach about the 14-minute mark. By the time everything's done, that's slightly shorter. I did say it was going to be quick, but I did ramble a little bit. You can thank caffeine and diet soda for that one. Or should I say diet sody pop? And I'm rambling. It's time for me to say, and finally, folks, my name's Sean Wheeler. I welcome your comments and feedback. Drop me a note. My email address is swheeler@prud.k12.az.us. And remember, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone.
Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of Da Palm, who can be found on podsafeaudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.